Well, good morning, everybody. I just returned on Friday night from Medjugorje, on pilgrimage with 38 folks, and it was just a real blessed time. I carried you with me and your intentions, of course, and prayed for many things while I was there on pilgrimage. I just wanted to reflect about, really quickly, two little messages about the two biggest mountains there. And the first reading, Moses climbs the mountain to God. So we remember that many important things in the history of our faith have happened on mountains. As a point of fact, of course, our Lord Jesus Christ himself would often go to the mountains and summon up his friends onto the mountains. And there's two really big mountains in Medjugorje. Number one is Apparition Hill. Apparition Hill is where there were six children one day. And there are hills and mountains, you know, kind of all over the place, and they're very rocky and hilly and all these sorts of things. And these six children were playing on the side of one of the mountains one day when Our Lady is said to have appeared to them. It was June 24th, 1981. Of course, Mary has appeared in the history of our world many times, and she often picks children. She has a very special place, of course, in her heart for children, and invites us to be them. But she appeared on the side of this mountain about one third of the way up. And I was just reflecting on that. Yesterday was the Immaculate Heart of Mary feast day. And I was just reflecting on the humility of Our Lady, that she saves the top of the mountain for God, and she appears on the side of it because she meets us where we are, and then with the mother's love carries us forward, carries us up. And it can be a very steep journey. It can be a very bumpy journey. Any of those of you who are with me on pilgrimage know what I'm talking about. It's very rocky. It's a very bumpy walk up these hills. But with a mother's love, she doesn't wait for us at the top. She comes down and meets us, and she saves us, as a matter of fact, the top for the Lord. And when God came to earth, he came through Mary. When we go to heaven, we go through Mary. And so just a beautiful reflection that came to me in prayer. But the second thing was Cross Mountain. Now, Cross Mountain is a lot taller. And for one who is young and in good shape, it takes about an hour to climb up if you're going full speed. And beautiful, this place. There is a cross on the top that contains a relic of the true cross. But the cross on top is 16 tons. And it was put up there before the apparitions began in 1981, because Pope Pius XI in the year 1933 asked that all Catholic parishes put up a cross to mark the 1900th anniversary of the death of Jesus. And so the parish in Medjugorje, at the time very small, built a 16-ton cross and carried it up a rocky mountain. And the men of the parish did it, without the equipment and all those things that we have now. It just boggles my mind to kind of think about that and what that is. And I was kind of reflecting on our Lord. He says in our gospel today, without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. And I was thinking about those men who put that cross at the top of that hill and the faith that made inspired them to do so. And I thought, you know, maybe we'll never build a 16-ton monument ourselves in our life, but I hope we're all doing something magnificent for God, something concrete, something beautiful for God, not just like a thing in our mind, but like something beautiful for God and magnificent is what we're called to. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. It makes me to think about one night, I'll just tell you a little story. One night we were having dinner, and the group kind of went different ways for dinner time. And we were just sitting there, and Antonio over here decided to invite half the town over to sit at our table. And it was kind of funny, and he just kept inviting these strangers to sit with us. It was great. And it brought all this joy. We just laughed the whole night long, you know. And this one guy, Pat, he's from Ireland, and he was chatting it up the whole time, you know, telling beautiful stories. And then he says, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Read my journal, Father. So I open up his journal, and I just opened to a random page, and it said, I am an integral part of Jesus Christ, of his creation, and of all the explosive wonder around me. I see so clearly his gift. And I shared that with the whole table, and we're going, oh my gosh, you know. I see so clearly his gift. When we see like the gift of everything that Jesus does for us, all that God does for us, it inspires and engenders this desire to do something heroic, something magnificent for God, even if it means carrying up 16 tons of a cross on top of a mountain. Because we see so clearly his gift. His gift is everything, everywhere. Every moment is gift. Without cost, you have received. Without cost, you are to give. Pat came back from the bathroom, and by then we had settled the table, you know, the bill and all that sort of thing. Well, not we, I didn't do it. But he came back and he said, he's digging through his pockets, you know, and he says, let me find, I got to settle up here. And Antonio said, don't worry, we already took care of it. And he said, oh my gosh, three nights in a row. And I guess that's what he does. He just kind of walks around from one table to another like a lost puppy dog, and with his Irish accents schmoozes everybody. I learned a little trick or two there, but it's just beautiful. Without cost, you've received without cost. I see so clearly his gift. It engenders a generosity in us. Makes me think of that ditty I've shared with you before. What? Giving again? I said in dismay. It seems I just keep giving and giving and giving and giving away. Oh no, said the angel, piercing me through. Just give until God stops giving to you. Which is never. Last little thought, then I'll go sit. But on the way up one of the mountains, it was the mountain of Our Lady, where Father Jack Wright consecrated his priesthood to Our Lady, where I renewed my consecration and my priesthood to Our Lady. But coming down, there was this man walking up this hill, big old steep hill, you know, and he had two kids behind him, and he had a baby in his arms. And I thought this morning in my holy hour, I thought, what an image of fatherhood. Leading his family up the mountain to God through Our Lady. And sometimes a father must carry his child. Sometimes a father has to let the child fall. Sometimes the father has to just trust the child that he or she is going to be okay, but be there and guide them along the way. That's fatherhood. But the most important thing about that father is that he took his children up the mountain and he walked with them. And fathers, you can never underestimate your importance. The souls, the eternal souls of your children depend upon you to guide them, to strengthen them, to heal them when they need healed, to carry them when they need carried, to believe in them when they need to be believed in, and to journey with them, guide them to heaven. Take it seriously, because the eternal lives of your children depend on you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.